When we look at this gospel, we might almost think that Jesus was being rude. I mean, very insulting towards this Canaanite woman. First, she's calling out, seeking his help, seeking his healing, and he ignores her. Just walks by, pretends she doesn't even exist. And then when she comes up to him, he treats her less than a dog. I mean, the dogs at least got the scraps. He wasn't even willing to give her that. But you know, that wasn't what Jesus was doing. He wasn't being insulting. Now, for those who saw this event, the fact that Jesus even spoke to her was the greater scandal, was the thing that would have made people upset even more, because Jews were not allowed to have anything to do with Gentiles at all. They were not allowed to speak to them. They were not allowed to do anything with them. Yet here he is speaking to this woman, this Canaanite woman. What is he doing? You know, there are times when we might feel like this Canaanite woman when we pray. We'll kneel down and pray. We'll sit down to pray. And we'll say what we need to say, and there's nothing. No response. We feel like God is just walking past us, as Jesus did to this Canaanite woman. Or we ask for something, and we get the sense that the answer is not now. Almost like God can't be bothered. And our reaction, I think, our human reaction is we just give up on prayer. So many don't pray because they don't get anything out of prayer. They don't get any response. They don't get any emotion. They don't get anything. It's just dry and boring, and why waste my time? There's so many of us that feel that way, that God is just ignoring us. And so we give up on prayer. Well, what this Canaanite woman teaches us, and what Jesus was using this woman to teach us, is the need for persistence in our prayer. Yes, we will pray, and it will feel very dry and boring, and nothing's going to happen, but then one day it will. One day we will get the answer, yes. One day God will work in our lives. And sometimes it's slow, and sometimes it's in a blink of an eye. Prayer is powerful. And by prayer, I don't mean merely repeating rote prayers like saying the rosary, as important as saying the rosary is, saying the Our Father, the Hail Mary, as important as those prayers are, and we should be saying those every day. I don't mean just, okay, God, I need this, and I need this, and I want to pray for that person. I want this to happen in the world. I want this. I want. Not merely intercessions, not merely petitions. I mean prayer as in silently being before our Lord and seeking his face. That's the deepest form of prayer that we can have, is to sit before our Lord in silence, seeking him. Now, you've probably heard it said, and it's true, that prayer is a conversation. Well, if we're going to have a conversation with someone, we need to both speak and listen. Tell them what we think and hear what they're saying. We need to have both ways. If we sat there, and you've probably known people like this that you've had a conversation with, where they spent the whole time talking and you haven't got two words in edgewise. That's not a conversation. That's one person talking and everybody else listening. Prayer, we need to stop and listen. We need to listen to our Lord. Listen to what he has to say to us. That's the prayer that has the power. That's the prayer that leads to our salvation. We need to pray daily, so that we can be drawn closer to our Lord. Remember that our Lord Jesus gave us two great commandments. Just two of them. Two things we have to do. Love God above all things and love our neighbor as ourselves. If you want to know what it means to be a Christian, those two things are it. Love God above all things and love your neighbor as yourself. Well, through prayer, we come to love God. It is through prayer that we come to know him so that we draw closer to him, so that we are united to him, so that we desire to follow his commandments. But it has a second effect. It leads us to openness to others. Openness to those that we may not want to be open to. But if we are to truly love our neighbor, we have to be. If we are to truly love our neighbor, we have to be open to them. Look at St. Paul's mission. He talks about it in the second reading, where he said that he was sent to the Gentiles. He was sent to those people that the Jews weren't supposed to have anything with, that they weren't supposed to have any connection to whatsoever. They were to separate themselves from. And yet St. Paul, who was a Jew, a very zealous Jew, went out and proclaimed the gospel to them. And I would venture for most of us, if not all of us, we do not have Jewish blood. If you've done a DNA test, maybe you would know if you have or not. I haven't, so I don't know if I do. I don't believe I do, though. And I think most of us are in that situation. We are not of Jewish descent. And yet, because of St. Paul, our ancestors heard the gospel, and so today we are now Christians. We should be thankful that St. Paul went out and was open to the work of the Holy Spirit. You see, it was through prayer that the Holy Spirit led St. Paul to go out to the Gentiles. The Holy Spirit can lead us as well in prayer to go out to those that we might not consider worthy. I hate to say it, but it really is true. We all have people in our lives that we consider less than us, that are unworthy of our time, unworthy of our efforts, unworthy of our love, unworthy of even being in our presence, I think. Whether it is because that person did something to us, or someone we love, someone in our families, our friends, so on, whether it's because of who that person is, how they behave, whether it's because of the history of that person, whether it is because of their racial, social background, whatever it might be, we all have people in our lives that we consider less than us. Through prayer, we receive the power, the grace, really, to reach out to them, to no longer consider them less than us. We all have people in our lives that we will not forgive. We consider unworthy of our forgiveness because of something they've said, something they've done, whether to us or to others. Through prayer, we receive that grace to forgive them. This one's especially important because, as we say in the Our Father, as we will say here in just a little while here in the Mass, and every time we say the Our Father, forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. There's no conditions on that statement except one. If you want to be forgiven by God, you must forgive. It is through prayer that we receive the grace to overcome our pride, to forgive, to offer forgiveness, to reach out to those we may not normally want to reach out to. It opens us up so that we may follow that second great commandment, to love our neighbor as ourselves. Who's our neighbor? Those we consider unworthy. Those are our neighbor. That's the message of this gospel. May we truly seek to have that perseverance in prayer as the Canaanite woman, so that we can follow those two great commandments of our Lord. Love God above all things and love your neighbor as yourself.